Good morning, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffler at Leffler Commodities. Tom, time once again for some more USDA crop numbers, production, supply, and demand. I heard we may have some surprises this morning. What was the numbers like?
Well, that's right. If the surprises from last Thursday didn't get your heart beating fast, this Friday will definitely do it, as our crop and soybean, corn and soybean production came in lower than expected. Corn crop, 12.664 billion. A corn yield of 155.8 bushels per acre, soybean crop of 3.408 billion, a yield of 44.4 bushels per acre. Now, this is still a record soybean crop, but it's below last month. This is still the third largest corn crop, but it's well below what the trade was looking for. We're also looking at much smaller ending stocks. The corn stocks now under a billion. They're at 902 million. Soybeans at 265 million and wheat at 853 million. Corn supply is now the tightest in 15 years. We saw the bean harvest acres lowered by 1.2 million acres. We saw the crush increase by 15 million bushels. Exports increased by 35 million bushels. Over in the corn, harvested acres was increased by 300,000, and we saw exports lowered by 100 million. All this is adding up to a big morning of upside in our grain complex, as we are looking at the moment for wheat 10 to 15 cents higher, corn and soybeans 20 to 30 cents higher. We might also throw in, everybody was wondering about the September non-farm payroll, 95,000 lost jobs, 9.6% unemployment.